a little bit of love. Now, it is time for my guest today on Wednesday the 12th of June. We've got Kathy Edkins, Firebirds Theatre Production Group, is here to talk about the brand new musical. Hello, Kathy.
Hello, afternoon.
Yes. Do you know what? I never know. It's morning, afternoon or whatever. I've been doing this show for a year and a half now, Kathy. And there we go.
Definitely afternoon.
Yeah. So listen, you are from the Firebirds Theatre Group, aren't you?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And it's local, is it?
Yeah, we're based in Shenfield. We set it up about 10 years ago, 11 years ago, mainly built up of pupils of mine. I'm a singing teacher, and we started off just using cast members who were singing pupils, and then we're a bit bigger than that now, but we're still a very small group.
So you started it off then, Kathy?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. And I do it with my sister, who's the director, and her husband, who do scenery, and we have a lovely MD as well.
Oh, brilliant stuff. So what sort of other productions have you been doing?
We started off with Little Women to begin with.
Oh,
we've done The Secret Garden, Into the Woods, a crazy one called Nonsense.
Oh,
yeah. See, we do small shows that lots of people haven't heard of. We try to do different things. Last year we did something called Lucky Stiff, which was a comedy farce.
Yeah.
And now this time we've moved back to a more literary story, of Emma. Jane Austen's Emma.
It is Jane Austen. Because when I first saw it, I thought, oh, Emma, it can't be a musical to do with the book. No way. Yes. But it is Jane Austen's Emma.
It absolutely is. And the words, quite often, the script are absolutely straight from the book.
Oh, it is.
So they're Emma's words or other characters' words. Mr. Knightley's words are there on stage now.
So if you love the book, you're not going to go kind of veer too far off.
No, some musical adaptations tend to do their own thing, but this sticks quite. I mean, it can't do the whole story because it'd be there for weeks, wouldn't we?
It's a big book.
It's a big book, but it sticks pretty firmly to the plot.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, because I was just saying just before we went on to air that I can't remember the last time I actually read Emma. It was probably sort of like 20 odd years ago, but it's still something that it sort of caught my eye. I was like, oh my goodness, do you know what? I've seen so many adaptations on TV and things like that as well, and obviously in film, that I'm like, I'd really like to actually see a musical of it. See it from a different angle, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of people have said to me that it's their favourite when you talk to people about it, and they've said, oh yeah, Jane Austen, Emma. Oh, I love that. It might be the book, it might be a film, but a lot of people are very fond of that story.
Yeah.
And it's actually was written in 1915 and was right near the end of Jane Austen's life. She died in 1917. So it's a very good story of how, of looking at social history, really, as well, commentary.
Yeah. So people that are in the musical, part of your Firebirds production, have they read the book as well now?
I know one has because they commented on it. Whether the others have, I don't know. Yeah. I've been having a read of it because I thought I really ought to, because I realised I never had.
Yeah.
It's one of those things you think you have and then you think, maybe I haven't. I have, but we'll see. The others have probably stuck to the script and read the story through that.
How long would the show roughly go on?
It's about 2 hours plus the interval.
Sure. Oh, that's perfect. Because you want to sort of like do the book justice as well, don't you?
Of course.
And I'm just trying to think what the songs would be. My mind's going all over the place.
Well, you won't know any, obviously, because it's specially written by Paul Gordon. So it's, you won't know any of the songs from it.
Because he's the composer and lyricist,
right? He wrote them both, He also wrote Jane Eyre. Which is another well-known book. And Daddy Longlegs, which is a who knows.
Oh, brilliant. Well, I'll have to source that one
as well.
Yeah.
I don't think that's not Jane Eyre. I don't know where that came from.
I can't imagine that's any of the Austen sisters.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. So listen, as your group though, how often do you meet up?
We rehearse. We do one show a year.
Yeah.
And we rehearse from January till the show.
Wow.
So we do one night a week. Yeah. Tonight, in fact, I'll be going from here back to rehearsal. And then a few Sundays along the way where we can get a longer period of time together to do a longer rehearsal.
Yeah.
And then till show, which is in 2 weeks.
Wow. And all the cast, everybody part of the theatre group, do they always end up being in the show? Or
we've got a sort of a core.
Yeah.
And some people have done 4 or 5 of the shows. You know, people's lives change, don't they? So they can't always be available for everything. And we are only a small group. There's just 13 of us in this particular production. So, I'm the one that's been in them all.
Yeah.
And then other people have come and gone. And depending on what their life allows them to do at any time.
So can you tell us who you're playing?
I am playing the very quiet and almost unnoticeable Mrs. Bates.
She's not too quiet, she's singing.
No, I'll be singing, it's okay. But yeah, a fairly small role for me this year. Mrs. Bates. So, yeah, you can't even remember who Mrs. Bates is.
Do you know what I'm trying
to
think? I thought, I shouldn't have asked that question. There you go, I've done that. I dug myself a hole there.
You have. She's Jane Fairfax's grandmother. Okay. There you are. I hope that falls into place a bit more.
It's all coming back now. Yes. It's amazing. With these books, when you read, especially when you're younger as well, you don't realise how fond you are of them. No. And it brings back a lot of memories and stuff like that. So I can actually think of how it would be actually watching you guys actually on the stage. It's going to be amazing. So have you performed at Brentwood before?
We've done all our productions at Brentwood Theatre. So we're regulars there. So we know the space. It's a lovely space. Nice performance space and the raked seating, so everybody can see. Every seat's a good seat. You're practically on stage. You're in the front row. So
should we quickly play your songs? I love this song. And we come back.
Sure.
And then we'll let people know at home where to get tickets, where to find you, and if they want to join the group as well. Do you still take places?
It depends what show we're doing. So but it's a bit more. We're not generally open to all sorts of members, but we love to have support.
Find out more about that after a single that you have requested.
Okay.
Which one was it?
I've gone for Mr. Blue Sky.
And that is because?
There isn't any at the moment.
In the studio with Firebirds, Kathy Edkins. Hello, Kathy.
Hello there. Hello.
You was enjoying that song.
I was bopping away. Yeah,
I know. It doesn't seem like it's 5 minutes.
No, it's too fun.
Mr. Blue Sky is far too good. Yes. So thank you for the pun on that as well.
You're welcome.
So Kathy, listen. Let's get back to the Emma, the musical that's going to be at Brentwood on the 26th of June. It's Wednesday.
That's when we start. Yeah, 2 weeks today. Brilliant. That's when we open,
And it's on
till the Saturday. So we've got performances Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday nights.
Brilliant.
And a matinee on the Saturday at 2:30.
So no excuses. Everybody can go.
Somebody, surely. must be able to make one of those days.
Right. Yeah. But Kathy, talk about the musical. So, and you mentioned earlier, obviously, that you're a teacher.
Yes.
Singing teacher. Yeah. So do you help with the musical?
I do, yes. So we have an MD called Natalie Thurlow. So she's conducts the orchestra. We've got a four-piece band actually this year for it. And she's very involved with accompanying at rehearsals and teaching us. But I get involved at the beginning and teach the harmonies as well.
So it's going to be a live band, actually.
Yes, live band. Oh, you won't be able to see them. They're behind the curtain, behind the stage. But they're definitely there. Yes.
Oh, can't they come out at the end and take a bow?
We give them a wave and they get their bow. Yeah,
I always have to stick up for the musicians.
Yeah, it's very important. Can't do it without. No. And live music is really important. And there's a lot of backing tracks and things these days. But live music is really important. We need it.
Yeah, that's what it's great to hear. That's what will set that apart from everything else as well. So, like you say, so you do the music. You've got a musical director.
We do.
And everybody else is helping out, doing a bit of everything.
The rest of the team, the important people in the team, is Lizzie Clark. That's my sister. She's the director. And her husband, Alan, he's building our scenery as we speak. He's in my garage with a hammer and nails.
That's where it happens.
That's where it starts. Yeah. And then we manage everything between us all. So, it's a big team effort.
Yeah. So if someone's at home thinking, oh, do you know what? I kind of want to go, but I don't know what to expect. What could they expect?
It's Emma. It's set in the Regency period. So you'll see costumes a little bit like Bridgerton, but maybe not quite so fancy.
And well, it's all done in the shed.
Yes, exactly, in the shed. And not quite as raunchy as Bridgerton either, I'm afraid. There's a cast of 13 people all playing the different characters. Emma, of course, is the most important character and is an enormous part that's going to be played by Sasha Sumption. And then we'll be on and off. It's quite a small set. It's very fast moving, so you'll be expected to move with us on the journey.
Yeah.
It's not like loads of scenery on and off. It's a small theatre, so you use the space differently in that respect.
Sure. And can we expect harmonies?
Oh my goodness me, yes, definitely harmonies. Ooh. Four part harmonies in the chorus numbers, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm excited now.
Yeah, good. And lots of duets.
I've never been to Brentwood Theatre. It's quite an intimate one.
It is. It seats about 113 in its usual layout.
Yeah.
And the first row of seats are literally on the same level as the stage. Mm. And then the others are raked backwards so you can see from above. And it's on floor level from the bar area straight through into the performance space. So there are spaces there for wheelchairs as well. Mm-hmm. So people can book those wheelchair seats specifically if they wish to.
And do they have to?
Yes, to do those rather than online, which most of the booking can be done online. If you want to book a wheelchair space, then you would need to read the box office at the theatre, mm-hmm. which is on 01277 200305. Mm. And there's a, also you can do it online through the theatre's website, but the wheelchair space is on phone, on the phone.
Because I've just seen the flyer again as well. That's a lovely flyer. It's very impressive. It looks like she's got a parasol.
She does have a parasol. That's it.
Pink parasol.
A pink parasol.
There was a song about that. Was there? I left my pink parasol on the upper deck of Stratford bus. Oh, bother. Oh, bother.
Well,
all the listeners,
I don't know that at all.
And it's in Around.
Musical? Is it a musical song?
I don't know, but it's in Around because one person starts off and another person starts.
I will have to look that up.
There you go. It's all connected. They'll be singing that in Emma next year.
They will.
Yes.
They will.
So again, just to let everybody at home know, it kicks off on Wednesday the 26th of June. It runs until Saturday the 29th of June. You've got on Matterday on the Saturday you've got a matinee as an evening performance.
Correct.
As well. And people can go straight to the Brentwood box office to get all
you can actually stuff. Yes, you can go in person if you want to go into the theatre within certain hours, on the phone or on their website.
Brilliant stuff. And if anyone wants to find you on Instagram, it's Firebirds_Brentwood. Firebirds_Brentwood. And of course, there's a Facebook page
as well.
Yeah. And I suppose Emma is your little logo on there.
Yes, we've got this actually on the flyer is the logo at the moment on
Emma
the Facebook page.
Emma with the pink parasol.
And a little heart in the A. Look at that. How pretty is that?
Oh, look, it's a very pretty flyer, I must admit. Yeah. But listen, Kathy, thanks so much. It's going to be a great show. It's nice to have like a sneak peek into something from a different angle as well. So I think it's going to be lovely as a musical.
I think as well, because it's an old book, a classic novel, but the music is modern. Oh. So, you know, it should please everybody. And the music is beautiful. And the cast are doing a fantastic job. Some amazing singers in there.
And you've got a live band as well.
And a live band.
Brilliant.
What's not to love?
Listen, Kathy Edkins, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.